Well, thank you for tuning in today. This is Pam Jones for Liberty with the Pedophile Disclosure Project. Today is July 19, 2023, and these are the headlines that matter. In Massachusetts, we have a resident doctor that's been arrested for an alleged child porn stash, including videos of his young patients. Massachusetts doctor was busted by the feds for allegedly possessing thousands of child porn images and videos of children being violently raped, including footage of young patients that he was caring for. He was able to accomplish this video footage of his patients by using a hidden bracelet that had a secret recording device. Dr. Bradford Farrick, 32, was arrested last month after federal investigators uncovered dozens of devices allegedly containing the disturbing material during three separate searches of his home where he lived. During a February 13th search of Dr. Farrick's Winchester home, about 61 devices, including external hard drives, computers, cell phones, hidden camera systems, and SD cards were seized by authorities. State investigators believe the items contained thousands of images and videos of children being violently raped, referred to by this prosecutor right here as child pornography. Another search by state investigators on the same home 4 days later led to the discovery of another 11 devices that contain more pictures and videos of children being violently raped. Their ages were estimated between 6 and 11 years old. Then, in an additional search of a home Dr. Farrick was renting in Amherst on February the 21st, investigators found 8 more devices that included multiple hidden cameras and USB storage devices. One of the hidden cameras, designed to be worn as a bracelet, allegedly contained 2 recorded videos of Dr. Farrick giving medical exams to 2 minor children. The minors, seemingly unaware that they were being recorded, could be heard and even at times seen in the videos, the investigators said. I think of the no greater fear as a parent or guardian than potential harm coming to your child. Today we allege that this doctor, who held a position of trust with access to children, maintained child sexual abuse material, i.e. referred to by the Pedophile Disclosure Project as pictures and videos of children being violently raped. U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins says this investigation is ongoing. A website's been set up by the feds for families that believe that their children might have been a victim of Dr. Farrick. Members of the public with questions, concerns, or information pertaining to this doctor are strongly encouraged to contact the FBI via the provided form. As members of law enforcement, the safety of children is our highest priority, Rollins stated. Together, in this close cooperation with medical facilities where Dr. Farrick was employed, we will do all that we can to identify the duration and scope of his alleged offenses and proceed accordingly and expeditiously. Dr. Farrick lived in Syracuse from 2018 to 2022 while he attended the SUNY Upstate Medical University. He left for New England in July of 2022 to begin his training. He was ordered to be held in custody Wednesday until a detention and probable cause hearing on March 21st, the Boston Globe reported. Dr. Farrick was charged with 1 federal count of possession of child pornography, i.e., as the Pedophile Disclosure Project calls it, videos and images of children being violently raped, and he could face as much as 20 years in prison if convicted. He was initially charged with four counts of child pornography possession in the Woburn District Court after his February 13th arrest by state authorities. He pled not guilty in that case and was released on bail to home confinement. Do you understand? This is the second time he's been arrested. Put into his house with how many devices did I just read to you? This man is a purveyor of child pornography. This man is probably producing child pornography, selling child pornography. This is the scourge of the earth hiding in the medical industry right under our noses. You'll find that article on the New York Post today, July 19th, 2023. Let's move right along here. I got another thing here I wanted to share with you before we really dig into some things. Welcome back, my beautiful brothers and sisters. It's Pam Jones with the Pedophile Disclosure Project, where we're always watching because every child's life matters. You know, the Sound of Freedom came out here just in the last, July 4th, hoping that you all took the time to support that movie and go see it and take a loved one or neighbor or a friend or perhaps your mayor, city councilman. That's what we should all do, buy tickets and mail it to all of our so-called local leaders. Better yet, I say that we buy tickets and send it all to the mainstream media, lying dinosaur piece of shit, who report on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and all the rest of those lying bastards. Send them tickets to go see The Sound of Freedom, because they all seem to have a lot to say about it, but I doubt very many went to see it. 5 years ago, mainstream media was reporting on what Tim Ballard was out there doing to save children in other countries, all the while denying anything was going on here. That's where the Pedophile Disclosure Project filled the void. See, for the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 50, no, I'm just kidding, 6+ years, I've been working around the clock to report to you guys the demons that are living amongst us, raping our children. I'm 65 years old. My parents warned me about fucking perverts, excuse my French, but I'm sick of being politically correct when it comes to the destruction of our children. So my parents warned me. I knew what to watch out for. I had the pervert pull up next to me in the car with his big old heart on, staring there, asking me for directions. I was like, look, there's one of those fucking perverts my dad told me about. I was about third grade. In high school, I had another pervert who was following me as I'm walking home from high school. It was about 1972. I politely told him no, I didn't want to ride. And then he proceeded just to follow me in his truck at about 0 miles per hour as I scampered down the road to get away from the pervert. I knew that son of a bitch wanted in my pants. I'd probably end up dead in a field. See, my mom and dad warned me about these perverts, that they would go to any extreme to get to me and my brother. Today, we have a different situation. Today, no one seems to think that there's any perverts left on planet Earth. It's such a fucking joke. Cracks me up. See, because those damn perverts, these pedophiles, these groomers, these protectors of this disgusted, wicked agenda to rape all the children on Earth and mutilate their bodies. They're not just some wacko crazy guy, you know, like my parents described to me some 60 years ago. No, these sons of a bitches have evolved, but they've always been there, but they've gotten real tactful over the years. So I want to run down a few of these perverts. They're the clients mentioned in the movie, Sound of Freedom. Number one industry in the world is the raping of children. Let that sink into your little noggin. How anyone could sit on their ass and not do a damn thing's beyond me these days, even if it's just speaking to your neighbors and friends. You don't have to be as like spastic about it as I am. See, once I found out, I started screaming and I've never stopped. I have been banished from every social media platform, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, they've hit me hard. See, but I'm an ornery old woman, and I say to you child raping pieces of shit, like, you can ban me, but you can't stop me. Everyone should be doing something, even if it's just buying a ticket for others to go see the movie Sound of Freedom, or sharing my podcast or one of my 1,000 videos, or go look at my Truth Social page. Send somebody to go look at my Truth Social page. Check out the hashtag, the Pedophile Disclosure Project. That's all you got to do. You don't even really have to talk to anybody about this stuff. Just send them to my information. Look, I'm trying to multitask here. That's a pretty good thing for an old woman. Anyway, folks, we're going to dig in a little deeper into who the clients are that is perpetrating and fueling this epidemic known as child raping pedophilia. Number one consumer of all child rape is right here in the United States of America. Don't try and silence me and tell me I have to tolerate grown men dressing up as women or cutting their dicks off. I don't give a shit what they do to get to the children to try and rape them. You won't silence me. And for Pete's sake, don't let me catch you touching a child. See, because I've been empowered by the Holy Spirit, the Father, God, and by Jesus Christ himself, who said it's best that you have a millstone around your neck than meet up with Pam Jones. Folks, let's take a small break here for just one moment. Let me queue up a couple of these articles I want to discuss with you. Think about these things I've said. Please feel free to comment, share, like, dislike. Tell me to go shut up. I don't really care, but just engage with me. The idea is to get you to engage on this topic. That's why I'm here, just to get people to engage. You don't even know how damn happy I am. I dance around all day, every day, because people are finally awake. No one's calling me names anymore. More like hero and prophet and stuff like that. Look, let me set that straight right now. I'm nothing more than a mother and a grandmother here in this fleshy world that we live in. But to all you minions, you demons out there who've been freaking trying to shut me up now for my whole life, actually. Hear me roar, motherfuckers. Hear me roar. Nothing will ever silence me until the children have peace on earth. And that will come with God's divine will, and only his will. That doesn't mean that we men and women, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, human beings in general, are supposed to sit idly on our ass, say and do nothing, and just wait for God to come and fix this situation, which he will, which is why we see all the panic. But he expects us to participate. See, we're here. We're taking up space and oxygen. We are the living children of God, and it's our responsibility to protect the children. I'll be back in a moment. Matthew 18:15. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth you will lose in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by the Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there amongst them. Welcome back. To all of you who are still with me, let me just say, God bless you. God is very proud of us for standing up to protect the children. I think I'm going to do a little rapid fire before I close out this podcast so that you know who is out there raping our children right now as I talk to you. 12 hours ago in New Mexico, the state police sergeant arrested a 44-year-old Sam Coulter for possessing and transporting images and videos of children being violently raped. In Hanford, California, coming out of Fresno, by Fresno, California, the police have arrested a convicted sex offender for possessing more pictures and videos of children being raped and allegedly posed as a talent agent in order to get close to the children. A Capitol Hill elementary teacher has been arrested for possession and distribution of videos and pictures showing children being violently raped. A volunteer Santa, yes, Santa Claus, well, in Florida, he was busted for having pictures and videos of children being raped. He's a 62-year-old Santa Claus, a former firefighter chief in Florida. When he's not putting out fires or having children sit on his lap and bouncing them up and down, he's at home looking at pictures and videos of your children being violently raped. A Sutter County resident, 58-year-old man, was arrested for thousands and thousands of pictures and videos of children being violently raped. Paul Wheeler, 58 years old in Sutter County, is a child-raping pedophile. In Connecticut, a man was arrested for trying to meet up with a child over the last few months in order to rape them. He too was in possession of videos and pictures of children being violently raped. A San Antonio man was arrested on Wednesday morning after the police discovered several videos and pictures on his cell phone of children being violently raped. Another pattern I've noticed. Seems like all the pedophiles have these images on their cell phones, so no matter where they are, they can enjoy their favorite pastime. In Quincy, we have another man who is in possession of videos and pictures of children being violently raped and using them to share on social media. In Louisiana, a woman is accused of possession of child pornography in East Baton Rouge Parish. The woman's currently sitting in jail because she too had in her possession pictures and videos of children being raped. An ex-Lauderdale by the Sea commissioner, volunteer Santa Claus, so I told you about him up there in Florida. It's disgusting, folks. Here in San Diego, a man's been arrested for pictures and videos of children being violently raped. An East Texas teacher, educator they call them, is accused of promoting the possession of having pictures and videos of children being raped. Mount Vernon man arrested for child pornography and drug charges. A man in Trenton was arrested for having pictures and videos of children being raped and sexual exploitation of minors, meaning he was raping them. Burke County man arrested in connection with more child pornography. A Fall River police officer has been arrested for possession of child pornography. 100 were arrested in a child porn bust by the feds involving porn sites out of Russia and Indonesia. There's a Star Wars impersonator that was just arrested 8 hours ago in Ohio, running around pretending that he is a Star Wars actor so that he could have the children swarm around him. Oh, Star Wars. He rapes children. In San Francisco, a man was arrested for possession of 600 pictures and videos of children being raped. A former university professor in Idaho has been arrested for pictures and videos of children being raped. When he's not teaching the children, he's raping the children or watching the children being raped. A former spokesman review editor has been arrested for children pictures and videos of children being raped on his personal electronic devices. Google reports a Syracuse man was arrested for child pornography. A Ponte Verde man was arrested for possession of child pornography. A 20-year-old man was arrested for having pictures and videos of child pornography, i.e., children being violently raped. We have another Texas teacher that is being held on $500,000 bond because he was in possession of pictures and videos of children being raped. 3 from Bradford County have been arrested for possession of videos and images of children being raped. A Hendricks County man arrested child pornography. Rocks Falls man arrested for having child pornography. Petersburg man has been arrested for having child pornography. A Benton man has been arrested for 80 counts of possession of child pornography. Detectives arrested a Brandon man for possession of child pornography. In Pembroke Pines, we have a man arrested for possession of child pornography. I mentioned to you earlier the Maryland College mayor, Peter Wojak. He was arrested for 56 counts of possession of videos and images of children being violently raped and distributing those pictures and videos to his buddies. Grand Haven man arrested for multiple child porn charges. A man arrested for alleged child porn possession in Livingston County. The League City child pornography arrest has been made of a theater volunteer. In Tennessee, we have another man who likes to watch child pornography that's been arrested. The list goes on and on and on and on. An employee at the Fairfax County Public Schools system has been arrested for possession of child pornography. San Rafael man arrested child pornography. A Seattle man has been arrested for having 10,000 files full of videos and images of children being violently raped. In Great Falls, another man is facing child pornography charges. We have a transgender former New Hampshire state representative who's been arrested for possession of child pornography. Stacy Marie Lawton is really a man hiding as a woman so that he has access to the children. Oh, the transgenders. Oh, the praise the transgenders. The men in lipstick and pearls prancing around so they can get to the children. No one's going to suspect them, right? They're all pedophiles. An Arkansas man's been arrested for using the internet to upload images of children being violently raped. A boudoir photographer who took images of children has been arrested for child pornography coming out of Polk County. Polk County's pretty bad, folks. In Spencer, we have another man who was arrested for child pornography. A 19-year-old Bakersfield man here in California arrested for child pornography, i.e., pictures and videos of children being violently raped. Take a look in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we have tons of men who like to look at pictures of videos of children being violently raped. We had one arrested the other day. Daycare worker arrested for child pornography. These are the customers, the clients, the client list, as talked about in The Sound of Freedom. Now we have teenagers in Corcoran, California, 16-year-old arrested for having pictures of children being violently raped. Eight Polk men have been arrested for trying to get in the pants of children and having pictures and videos of children being horribly and frighteningly raped. It's just out of control. We must demand the death penalty. No more of the different levels of child pornography offenses. Just you have it, you do it, you participate in it, you facilitate it, you distribute it. You get the death penalty. South Borough Select Man has been arrested for child pornography. They love to serve in the local community in high levels. Mayors, councilmen, you name it, they're right there. Gives them good cover. The University of Maryland's IT professional, William Gomes, 41, has been arrested for child pornography. We have a pediatrician in Wichita Falls, Texas. Yep. He's been arrested for possession of images and videos of children being violently raped. A retired Dayton police sergeant has been arrested for the possession of images and videos of children being raped when he's not out there protecting his community. Well, we know what he is participating in. 2,300 people were arrested for child pornography in Operation Broken Heart. That was a couple years back, but it's very important to see the magnitude of the child raping demons amongst us. Hazel Park man's been arrested for child pornography. 1 ton of child pornography material seized from a Florida man. Did I read that right? 1 ton? Like 1 ton? 1 ton? I guess maybe I should open that up. You'll find that on WPEC CBS12.com. 36-year-old man in Ocala has been arrested for getting his jollies off by looking at pictures and videos of children being violently raped. Sickening and disgusting. Preferred Elementary teacher and daycare. 31, a 35-year-old man. Sickening and disgusting, it says. Arrested. Child pornography. And lastly, because I could go on and on. First openly transgender state lawmaker has been arrested. That's the one I just told you about. And this will close out the show. In the New York Post, the Staten Island cop's been arrested for possession of videos and images of your children being violently raped by a pedophile. Folks, this is Pam Jones with the Pedophile Disclosure Project, where we're always watching because every child's life matters. We are dealing with a pedophile holocaust. We are dealing with darkness at a level ever, never heard of anywhere. Except for in your Bibles. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you all have a blessed day. Please be bold, be brave, and speak to everyone you know about the child raping pedophile epidemic. We are surrounded. Have a blessed day.
Matthew 10:26. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the rooftops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her father-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Matthew 7:15-20. You will know them by their fruits. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them.